My client Karan is proposing to build 8 RV spaces on track 3D, and it's shown on that exhibit. The lot area is exactly 1 acre, and in 1997, the subject property was annexed within the city of Albuquerque, and the zoning was changed from A1 to SU1 for C2 uses and campgrounds. Under the new IDO, it's NRSU. So I'm hoping that we can proceed with that 8-lot RV park, and then I'm hoping to get some positive comments from y'all.
All right, thanks, Adil. Let's go through DOT comments, starting with the Water Authority, David.
Yeah, hey Adele, a couple questions just to start off. Are you requesting service for the lot? Water, sewer? Will there be any?
Well, we already have water and sewer on Leonidas, David. It will be just be a connection to it.
So you will be getting service for this lot?
Yes, for now.
Okay. So get a request for availability in.
Okay.
And just note we I know these are really weird for fire protection, but we need that correspondence or a fire one if you can, just to see what hydrant they're gonna what's gonna be proposed is probably the one out in Leonidas, but we just need to confirm that. If there's private hydrants for the other sites, we typically can't share those as we've talked before. Those are each lot has its own fire hydrants. And if you want to use them, you can. You got to have proper easements and proper maintenance agreements and all that stuff in place. If you want to do that, but if there's a public hydrant that can serve this, that's good. Or if you need to install one, that's sufficient as well.
Yeah, we do
Other
have
than
a
that.
fire hydrant on the property, David, and then I think it's the same ownership. So I think we'll work it out with you to see how we service the water.
Like I said, it is a different lot, so we have to always consider that they could be different owners and has to be le done legally. So let's touch base on how that'll work out.
Got it.
All right.
Thank you, David.
Thank you.
Thanks, David. Let's go to hydrology comments next.
Hydrology needs to approve a conceptual grade and drainage plan prior to the sketch plat approval. That way we can see where all the water is going. And then, of course, hydrology will need to approve any grade and drainage plans prior to building permits based on our minimum requirements. Any questions?
No, thank you so much.
Gotcha. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Anthony. Let's go to transportation comments next, Ernest.
Ernest Army Ho Transportation. An approved TCL will be required prior to site plan or building permit.
All right, thanks, Ernest. Adil, you have any questions for Ernest?
I don't. I don't. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. All right, let's go to code enforcement comments next. Jacob?
This is Jacob speaking on behalf of Code Enforcement. Code Enforcement has no comments or objections on this.
All right. Thank you, Jacob. Let's go to Parks comments next, Hannah.
Hi, this is Hannah Olick. Parks and Recreation has no comments at this time. Thank you.
Thank you, Anna.
Thanks, Hannah. Let's go to Planning comments next, Anthony.
Good morning, Adil, and everyone
Good
else.
morning.
So I have a question. My first question is, if track 3 is included in an active site plan?
Active. I don't understand that. Can you explain that?
Sure. Is that tract included in an active site plan? So, in other words, a site plan that's already been constructed on, or is this an addition to, so it was never included into a site plan?
This is in addition to. This is a
So,
totally separate.
and the reason why I'm asking is because it will determine which effective IDO. So if it was pre the IDO and it was included in a site plan, then you would be going for a major amendment. But if that's not the case and it's not included in a site plan already, then it does have to abide by today's IDO effective April 2025. So in this case, if that is the fact, I've provided you with the allowable uses, and since it is in an NRSU zone, regardless of 1997's zoning, it has to go by today's standards, which states that a campground or recreational vehicle park, it's not permissive at all in the NRSU. So if you wanted to proceed, I've provided you with information how to go about getting a zoning map amendment. I did look up what was abutting near your property, and it looks like the abutting lots were that I had it in here, sorry. Hold on one second. I provided you quite a bit of information. I believe that it's abutting, here we go. To the south, it is NRC, which would make it a permissive primary use. If you went MXM to the east, it would be conditional, and then you would have to go through that process as well. So it looks like NRC would be your best bet. That's for you to decide which route you would like to take. And I believe that's it. Do you have any questions for me, Adil?
You had asked, I have Ron Hensley also, who's the engineer on this, and he can also step in. You had asked that if this was a part of the original submittal, then we would have no problem just going forward with this.
If it's part of an active site plan,
From a
then you
use
would have to.
perspective, Adil, like, so the problem is that the use is proposed or not permitted in the NRSU zone district. So
Right.
they would have had to have been approved as part of a previous site plan. And I would say I would add to that a previously approved site plan that's still active.
Okay. Right. Okay, so we'll get to work on this, but we just have to go through a zone map amendment. Is that APC, or we could do it through the ZHA?
That's EPC.
Okay.
And I'll just add to, I highly suggest that you're going through the PRT group for a pre-application for the zone map amendment. We
Right.
provide Anthony provided you the zone districts that are permitted, where these uses are permitted in her memo, but we aren't really qualified to provide advice on future zone map amendments. That's UD&D staff, so I would highly suggest going through a PRT separately through the UD&D staff group.
Okay.
And
And
you can
I
help with
haven't
that.
received any comments from the planning department, except for the water and parks. So I'm hoping that you
We'll
can
make sure
email
you get
me.
them. I think they went out all in one big some
Adil,
one big email.
I sent them out in a big PDF. I mean, if you got water, then you got everything else. You should have. But I'll send them to you again.
Okay. Thank you, Jay.
Yep, thanks, Adil. All right, let's go to item number 9, PR 2022. This is a final sketch plat too, by the way. Item number 9, PR 2022-006923. This is a sketch plan at 2220 Unser Boulevard Northwest. This is a request to add a right turn only exit to an existing right turn only in driveway access point. Is the applicant here for this? This is for the Bosque Brewing
I
Facility
am.
in Unser.
Good
Yep.
morning, everyone.
Hey, Chris. Chris, could you please briefly update us to this request?
Yeah, sure. There
There's a existing additional building being constructed on lot one.
You're on mute, Chris. We can't hear you.
Cap 298 Unser LLC has had anecdotal reports of. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, it's pretty back and forth. Like occasionally it comes through clear and then it gets pretty scratchy.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, that much better, much better.
My apologies. Bandwidth issues here. But
No problem.
in any event, this is not for Bosky Brewing. They are just a tenant at this location. The underlying landowner is Cap 298 Unser LLC, who I'm representing. And at this point in time, they only have the access in off of Unser. As I mentioned, there is a new building under construction there, which will probably have, I think, three tenants. And there have been anecdotal reports of people attempting to exit out the in-only entrance, to the point where the landowner has added additional, more drastic signage that it's in only. And it's a desire of the landowner to help avoid that those kind of issues in the prop in the future going forward. And they would like to add an exit as well as the entrance off of Unser Boulevard to promote safer entry and exit.
All right, thank you, Chris. Let's go through DFT comments on this sketch plan, starting with the Water Authority, David.
Yeah, Water Authority has no objections. Thank you.
Thanks, David. Hydrology.
Hydrology has an approved grade and drainage plan with the engineer stamp dated May 19, 2015, and hydrology has no objection to the action. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Anthony. Let's go to transportation comments next, Ernest.
Ernest Army Hill Transportation. Unfortunately, Unser is a limited access roadway, and therefore we cannot grant an exit onto this portion of roadway at all.
Would it be possible to do a screen share?
Sure, Chris, here, one second. Go ahead.
All right. Is everyone able to see the Word document that I have up?
No,
not yet. Still can't see anything, Chris.
Anything appearing?
Almost. It says it's starting, but we have to wait for it to populate on the screen. Okay.
You can see it.
Okay, it looks like you're sharing the screen that we're all looking at. So if you have dual screen, switch to your document. There you go. And you are also muted.
Yeah, I still can't hear you, Chris. I apologize. Every time I try to share, it shuts my microphone off. I'm not sure about the technicalities there, but immediately to the north of this proposed location is an arroyo, and it has a dirt path access point, which has both right in only and right additionally between Ladera and the highway. There is a development at 17 100 and I believe 1720 Unser that has not only right in, right out access, but it also has cross access to the other side of the highway, other side of the 345 Unser. And so if those locations are able to have both in and out access, it would be our preference to follow the procedures that were used to grant those access points because they're not street intersections.
Okay, so in order to get to break access on a limited access roadway, it would have to go. Basically, that's controlled by Mid-Region Council of Governments, MRCOG, and it's done through a group known as the RAC. And in order to break access, one of the members of the RAC would have to sponsor this. So it would have to be. So in this case, it would have to be sponsored by the city of Albuquerque. And unfortunately, it's like I don't see the city following through with sponsoring an access break here for a couple of businesses.
Okay, so at some point, I guess then, who would be the appropriate point of contact then for that?
For to try and get
The
something
Mid-Council
through the
Region of
RAC.
Government
Well, I mean, yeah, the
on the rack.
Mid-Region Council of Governments, but again, it'd have to be sponsored by a participating agency, and in this case, it would be the city of Albuquerque, in which case it would be me.
Okay. And these other two locations that I identified had that sponsorship
I can't say. I can't speak to that. That was before my time.
Just asking.
Yeah, no, I it's a good question. Unfortunately, I just don't know the history of those locations.
Right. As I'm just saying they exist. I mean, they're there.
No,
I didn't have anything to do with them either,
no, I
so.
understand.
Okay, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
All right, thanks, Chris. Let's go to. Well, at this point, Chris, I mean, we'll continue to go through comments, but as Ernest Armijo noted, there's no real feasible way to get approval for that access. But we'll continue to go through comments. Going to code enforcement next if they have any comments on this one. Jacob, does Jeff have anything?
Code enforcement has no comments on this.
Right, thanks. Let's go to Parks next, Hannah.
Hey, this is Hannah Olick. My colleague, Ms. Phelan, has made comments on this case. I'm just going to read through it, but you're going to have to reach out to her with any questions. So it appears that there is a multi-use paved trail or side path along Anser Boulevard. So the right in and right out will need to be reconfigured and engineered to meet current AASHTO recommendations for intersections or driveways crossing a bi-directional side path and sidewalk. In the existing configuration, trail users are diverted onto the sidewalk to cross. The existing trail and sidewalk on the northern side of the existing right turn-in will need to be modified to accommodate whatever the future design will be. Special considerations need to be made for the fact that the shared use path is bidirectional, meaning that cycle traffic will be coming from the north and south. Drivers will need to be alerted via the combination of some or all signage, raised crossing, vibrant crossing markings, or a trail stop condition for pedestrians and bikes. Parks and Recreation Department will need to be involved during the design review process and subsequent inspections with DRC. And then there's her email address and phone number in case you need to reach out with your questions.
Thank you. We're happy to do whatever we need to do to make it satisfactory to Parks and Recreation.
Thank you, Chris.
All right, thanks, Hannah. And let's go to planning comments next.
Hello, this is Jacob again, but with planning comments. Essentially, planning is deferring to transportation on their review of this. I did give some IDO specifications on in the event that you would be able to move forward. So you have those for future if an agreement is able to be made, but it sounds like it's right now that there's a bit of a roadblock with that. So just refer to my comments in the, like I said, in the event that you are able to proceed, but we're essentially deferring to transportation's comments on this.
Understood. We're happy to comply with any additional requirements from your group.
All right, thanks, Jacob. Well, I mean, Chris, at this point, I don't know what the next step could be with transportation comments being what they are, this being a limited access highway. If you have any follow-up questions, please feel free to reach out to DFC staff.
I will do that. I will work with transportation and see how we can hopefully maybe somehow move this thing forward.
All right, thanks, Chris. Well, have a great rest of the day.
Thank you. You too.
All right, thank you. All right, that concludes our cases for today. So, if any DFC staff have anything for any other DFC staff, please let us know. Otherwise, we can adjourn for the meeting.
Nothing for me.
Thanks, Jay. I think we hit the record.
I know, it's
Oh, looks
fast.
like getting done fast. Yeah, an hour and a half.
Dang.
We've got much faster in the past than that, but it's been a long time. We've had some longer meetings recently, so
We're on the right path, Jay.
we're on the right path. I was trying to get through them quick. As far as getting to, I wasn't trying to get through the applications quick necessarily, but get,
Yeah.
from one staff member to the other quickly. Yeah, I'm glad to see that we're getting to about an hour and a half.
Yeah. Well, thank you all so much.
Yep. Have a great
Great to
rest of
see
the
you
day, Hannah,
all.
and
Thank
everybody
you.
else.
You
Have a good
too.
one.
Bye.